Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Welcome to College Basketball Today, Episode 7. Today's date, December the 10th. Let's get started with the starting lineup. With a really good doubleheader took place last night in Gotham, the Jimmy B Classic. Let's take a look at the first game of the doubleheader. And that was a 67-64 win by the BYU Cougars over Clemson. Clemson got off themselves to a great start, played really well in the first half, and a furious comeback by BYU in the second half, led by, him, A.J. DeBanza. What can you say? 28 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists, 9 out of 17 from the floor, 9 out of 10 from the foul line, and a ferocious dunk in the second half where I thought the homeboy was on a pogo stick, in which he put someone, or maybe the whole Madison Square Garden, on a poster in that dunk. But it was also Robert Wright III, the transfer from Baylor, who was an all Big 12 point guard as a freshman, really hit a game-winning, running off-balance 30-footer to give him 17 points, 6 out of 14 for the floor, and obviously one of those three made threes. Clemson, listen, what can you say about Justin Porter with 17 points, 5 out of 9 from 3? And it was a really good game to start in regards to that matchup between those two teams. Clemson should be in the middle of the pack of the ACC, whereas BYU should be up there in a loaded Big 12. Let's get to the nightcap of the Jimmy V Classic, and that was Florida-UConn. A matchup of the last three national champions. And the one that won the two back-to-back beat the one that won it last year in a really good 77-73 win. For the bad side, meaning Florida, you finally got a performance out of Xavier Lee you've been waiting for. 19 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. Now, still is not shooting it well from the floor, 1 of 7 from 3, 5 of 14 from the floor. But 8 of 9 from the foul line, but we will not talk about the air ball at the end of the game. And then there's Boogie Flan, which we can't get these two to play well on the same night. Boogie Flan only had 8 points, all of 2 from 3, and a costly turnover. Well, we've heard that story before. 67-66 versus Duke, costly turnover. They have to get the guards playing well together. And I still have utmost belief in Coach Todd Golden. Obviously, you look at that front court with Condon, Howe, and Chinalu, and Howe put someone on a poster. Speaking of posters, when you go to the other side, Alex Caravan, the 25-year college veteran. I think I said 20 years last year. He's up to 25, so I feel like he's been there, since I was in college, and I graduated, and I'm not going to say it. 13 points, 5-8 from the floor, 3-5 from three. Just a solid leader for Coach Dan Hurley. And solo ball, 19 points, 6-14 from the floor. Listen, at the end of the day, this is two of the premier coaches in the country, and both Todd Golden and Dan Hurley. I fully expect both of those teams to be competing, obviously, in the Big East for UConn with St. John's, a St. John's team that's kind of underachieved, and a Florida team that should really be up there in a loaded SEC with Alabama, with Arkansas, with Kentucky that's struggling a little bit, with Vandy. We'll talk about the women in our next segment, but the Vandy men undefeated top 20 in the nation. So we still expect those two teams in Florida and UConn to make deep runs in March. Let's get to the surprise of the weekend, and that was Iowa State. I'm not saying that it's a surprise that they won in West Lafayette versus Purdue. It's just the matter that they literally beat them down. 81-58, an absolute drubbing that you don't see happen to Matt Painter's guys, especially at home. And I'll mess his name up because I've been messing his name up for years. But I'm going to sort of call him Milan. He was absolutely out of his mind. 20 points, 8-17 from the floor, 3-7 from three. With him, with Lipsy, with Jefferson. They just had dudes. But it was almost like an old school TJ Oshenberger performance defensively. They've been gotten better offensively over the years, but he made his bones on the defensive side of the floor. And they did that. Holding Purdue, arguably one of the best offenses in the country. Fletcher Laurie couldn't get a shot off. Braden Smith had 11 points, but had 6 turnovers. Kaufman Wren, not really effective. This is Purdue. This was the number one team in the country. And Iowa State went in there and beat their doors off. So, once again, looking at that Big 12, with Iowa State, with Houston, which, you know, Kingston Flemings is playing himself into like a top five draft pick. With Kansas, we'll get to them in a second. This is a loaded conference. And we need to really put TJ Oshenberger as one of the best coaches in the country. Let's get to Kansas, because they got a welcome return. And that was Darren Peterson. And an 80-60 win over Missouri, in which Darren scored 17 points, 6-14 from the floor, 3-9 from three. So, you know, our shooter didn't shoot the ball as well as usual. But he got help. And this is what was big for Kansas because of the fact that he needed other guys to step up. Trey White, 20-13, 3 made threes. Mark Mitchell, really good. 7-15 from the floor, 21 points for Missouri. But this is all about Rock Chalk. I had concerns about this team without Darren Peterson. And I'll be honest with you, with Darren Peterson, in my mind, the number one draft pick right now, if you ask me, I did not know when he was going to come back. Because maybe you pack it in. But I almost think Darren being out made guys like Trey White, like Flory Badunga, made other guys have to step up. So now that you got him back in the fold, now you're more dangerous. If Kansas can get additional scoring, besides Darren Peterson, White, Badunga, others, now you can't load up on Darren Peterson. A guy I think, if you ask me who's number one draft pick of the 2026 draft, it's him. Let's get to a women's final in which USC struggled to a 59-50 win over Washington. Washington ranked 21st in the country. And when you look at the Lions score, you see 22 points out of Jazzy Davidson. But to me, it is not so much the assists, I mean, which he had 4 to 12 rebounds. It's the shooting splits from 3 at 2 out of 7 from the 3-point line. It's going to be interesting to watch USC over the course of the year, because I think USC is going to be judged more on getting her to play at a high level, but lining his team up for next year when Juju comes back, when the number one player in the country from 2026, it goes there. So when you look at Southern Cal, you got to look at the development of all the players, but can Jazzy be a little bit better at the three-point line, because she could really be a dynamic scorer. Coming up next, we'll get into our future focus. We'll look at Arizona, the number one team in the country. Is it deserved? We'll go to the women's side with Vanderbilt playing great right now for Coach Shea Ralph. And then two players, Tyler Bilodeau from UCLA and the great AZ Fudd of UConn. We'll be back with our future focus after this commercial break.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Welcome back to College Basketball Today, Episode 7. It's time to get into our future focus. And let's start our focus with a question. Is Arizona really the number one team in the country? Well, that's what the polls say right now. And what can you say about what is going on in the desert? If you look at this team, wins over Florida, UCLA, at UConn, and Auburn in an absolute blowout, and this team is playing really, really good basketball. Now, what is good about this team is it's a combination of youth and experience. So when you take the youth, you can look at that guy, Kobe Peete. who burst on the scenes with his tremendous performance opening night and is scoring right now 15.9 points per game, 5.5 rebounds. And you look at Burris, another freshman, getting you about 12 points a game. But then his experience returning. How about Bradley giving you about 15 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists per game? There's a debate right now on Arizona, Michigan, because what Michigan did and their run the last couple weeks has been absolutely tremendous. So is Arizona one? I don't know, but they're no worse than a 1B if you want to say that Michigan and Arizona are really ahead of everyone else. It'll be interesting to see in that Big 12. We keep talking about it. With Houston, with Iowa State, with Kansas, with BYU. They're going to be battle-tested, but so is the rest of that league. And, man, that is going to be fun to watch. Speaking of what's being fun to watch, let's head to the women's side and let's talk about the Lady Commodores of Vanderbilt. Shea Ralph's team, Shea Ralph, if you don't know, national championship player, for Gina Auriemma, longtime assistant. Her husband's on the staff as well, and he did a great job as the head coach himself, and he's a great lead assistant. You know, Kevin, one of their assistants I've known for a long time, Jersey guy, Jersey in the building. So why are they playing really great basketball? Why? Jersey! What else? And the pride of Rutgers Prep. Shout out to Mary Kling, a good friend of mine, longtime coach at Rutgers Prep High School, one of the best high school coaches in the country. That's Michaela Blakes. Michaela Blakes is getting you about 26 points per game, 4.3 rebounds, 3.9 assists, 47% from the floor. She has been outstanding, and she was a McDonald's All-American and a preseason All-American this year. Well, you know who stepped up? The pride of the Jersey Shore. A kid that I know, a kid that I have trained, and I've seen her blossom in her senior year, and that's Justine Passat. Just is getting you about 11 points per game, 5.4 rebounds, and something that they asked her to work on was rebounding the ball. But she's the sniper, getting about 2.5 three-pointers made per game. Now, Justine's also 6'4", so when you look at her, you're like, oh, this is a big, oh, this is a guard with a limited range. But they got the freshman, Aubrey Gavin, who's getting you about 7 assists per game, top 10 in the nation, 3.2 steals per game, and 10.4 points per game. Now, you're going to look at their record at 9-0, top and number 14 in the country, and say, okay, they have not been tested yet. But knowing that staff, and seeing Michaela Blakes and Justine Passat grow up in front of my eyes, there's no doubt in my mind that they are going to be a force in the SEC. Let's head to a men's basketball player that's taken advantage of his senior year, and that's Tyler Bilodeau of UCLA. Remember, he started his college career at Oregon State before transferring to play for Mick Cronin in UCLA. And he is a skilled big man that's right now getting you 15.6 points per game, 4.7 rebounds, 52% from the floor, 35% from three, and yes, 89% from the free throw line. Shout out to the big men who can shoot it. But this is a very skilled big man. You got to think about this with Tyler. Tyler has shot 34% from three in all four of his collegiate seasons. And his best performance, this is always a metric for me when looking at guys, is what do they do when they play against the best, the biggest competition? Well, how about Arizona? 19 points, 7 out of 10 from the floor. Tyler is doing a great job for a top 25 team and arguably the best soundbite in coaching, and that's Mick Cronin, who's doing a great job at UCLA. Let's get to a player focus and let's talk about the great AZ Fudd. You know, you talk about AZ and talk about the fact that she had the the tear of the knee. And then she got worked her way back last year. When she got back last year, the whole season changed for UConn. Go look at that performance at South Carolina when he beat him by about 30 at South Carolina. But then you go into the season and see, wow, who's the McDonald, the All-American team preseason? Lauren Betts, okay. Madison Booker, got it. Hannah Hidalgo, agree. Sarah Strong, I agree. And Lania Latson from South Carolina. That's why I got a little bit like, you sure you don't want to put AZ Fudd on there? No disrespect to Lania, who was the leading scorer in the country last year at Florida State. But AZ Fudd's doing this for Geno. And I want you to think about this for 1 second. This girl is leading the nation in three-point shooting. She is shooting 53.4% from three. She's top 10 in three-pointers made per game. 18.2 points, 3.2 rebounds, 2.3 steals at 49% from the floor, almost 50%. Simply put, she's an All-American. She's going to be a top three pick in the WNBA draft. And if she plays like this with Sarah Strong, y'all can all go home because Geno's crew is going to repeat. After this commercial break, we'll get into the fastest 4 minutes of college basketball, which is the Final Four. We'll preview big matchups between Nebraska and Illinois, Gonzaga hosting UCLA, Arkansas, Texas Tech, and the women, UCLA, USC, and Oklahoma, Oklahoma State. We'll be back with our Final Four after this commercial break. Welcome back to College Basketball Today, Episode 7. It's time to get into the fastest 4 minutes of college basketball talk, and that's your Final Four with five big matchups taking place this weekend. Let's head first to the Battle of the A's, and that's Arizona at Alabama, or versus Alabama in the CM Newton Classic. When you look at Arizona, we've talked about it last segment, being the number one team in the country, the schedule they face. Well, they get a different kind of animal now as they take on Alabama. We talked about Corey Pete, other side, LeBaron Fillion, obviously 21.4 points, 3.4 rebounds per game, 5.4 assists, along with Aiden Holloway. This should be an up-and-down game. Alabama is better than anyone else at pushing the pace. It'll be interesting to see how Arizona plays it because they're a little bit more rugged. They can pound the ball inside, use their height to their advantage. But a really intriguing matchup in the CM Newton Classic between Arizona and Alabama. Let's head to a big matchup between UCLA and Gonzaga and the Seattle Hoops Showdown. Matchup between two outstanding coaches. And obviously, we talked about what Mick Cronin has done at UCLA last segment with Bilodeau, and obviously you look at guys like Sky Clark getting you 12.7 points per game, 51.4% from the floor. But there's also, you look at Gonzaga, number 8 in the country, rough, tough loss they had to Michigan, getting absolutely blown out. But they led by Graham Ike, who's been in college almost as long as Alex Caravan, at 16.4 points, 8.4 rebounds per game. Should be a really good matchup. A Gonzaga team that's really good at getting up and down versus the UCLA team that's really rugged. It's kind of been interesting. It's kind of like the first matchup where you're going to see a little bit of give and take. Which team is going to settle into their stuff? UCLA half court, Gonzaga up and down, run and gun. Let's head to another big matchup on Saturday, and that's Calipari leading his troops, Arkansas, at Texas Tech. You got to look at Darius Akuffo. When you look at a guy like Cal, he's always going to have stud freshmen. Well, here's the next one. 17.4 points per game, 3 rebounds per game, 5.4 assists per game versus JT Toppin, who's had an unbelievable year. Obviously, we saw the run that Texas Tech made last year, almost getting to the Final Four, 20.8 points per game, 11.5 rebounds, 1.3 blocks per game. This is one of these matchups that back in the day, like 20 years ago, when you thought about some of the players at Arkansas and even like Darvin Ham at Texas Tech, these were top-notch programs that have fallen on tough times, that have really bounced themselves back. Really going to be a good matchup between Arkansas and Texas Tech. Let's head to the women's side, where the yearly matchup between UConn and USC will take place, this time in L.A. You have Sarah Strong, All-American, 17.9 points per game, 8.9 rebounds per game, 5.1 assists per game, arguably the best player in college basketball, against Jazzy Davidson, the top freshman. Now, if you remember last year, these two teams played each other at Gamble. If I'm not mistaken, USC hung a loss to Gino Auriemma and the UConn Huskies. This is a different USC team, obviously, even though we got Jazzy, but no Juju Watkins. You would expect a really big performance out of UConn. UConn, a team that has not played really good basketball, but this is their first, I think, really big-time test so far this year. Expect fireworks out west and expect Gino's team to remain undefeated. Let's head to the last matchup and a battle of Oklahomas. Oklahoma, led by Reagan Beers, getting you at 17 points per game, 10.2 rebounds per game, a double-double, versus Haley Timmer and the Cowgirls of Oklahoma State. And I want to make sure I shout out J.C. Hoyt. J.C. is one of the best young coaches in America, has done a fantastic job with the Cowgirls. And what's tough about this matchup for me is Oklahoma State. I just realized, again, this ain't the Big 12 matchup, because Oklahoma's in the SEC and Oklahoma State's in the Big 12, but the Big 12's got 16 teams. But that kind of gets me going with conference realignment. But it should be a good matchup. And we're getting to that point now that after we get through this weekend and next weekend, once you get to almost a new year, you're going to start to swing yourselves in the conference play. But kudos to those five big matchups taking place this weekend. And I love the interstate battle between Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. This has been your college basketball, episode 7 of College Basketball Today for December 10th. For all things sports gambling, download that Sports Grid app. Pre-game, in-game, post-game, props, predictions, and more from the very best in the sports gambling industry. For my producer, Maddie George, who always does a fantastic job, thanks for listening, folks. And always remember, it's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Good night.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.